It's Thursday, the 17th of December, 8 a.m. and it's dark, as in dark, as in not a lot of light at all. Pretty dark. And we've got the wild weather back again, although it's not raining just now. It has been, and there's a very strong wind. Having said that, on the positive side, it's extremely mild. I put a fleece on to come out here, and I really don't think I needed it. It's so mild, it's incredible actually, for this time of the year. It's too mild. There's something amiss. There's something coming. Why are we so sceptical? The older you get, the more sceptical you get. And that's a true fact. Can I say a true fact? Is it? Hard fact? Fact of life? So I had a decent sleep last night. It was okay. It wasn't too bad at all. And I woke before my sleep alarm. The sleep app alarm woke me. My brain woke me up. I wouldn't say a few minutes, probably much less than that. Because I remember thinking to myself, and this was an awakened thought, it must be about time for the alarm to go off, because I have woken up. And I don't know how long after that, maybe a minute or 2 minutes or something, the alarm did go. And that's of any great interest. It's the hard fact. We're back to facts. Just the facts, man. Just the facts. Dun, 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 dun. Remember that series? Anyone remember that series? Is it Dragnet? Both. There was a television series. And there was also the audio series. And the audio series was... who did the television series? I think it was... Oh, God, that guy. Is it Dan? Oh, my. I can picture the guy, but... Dan Aykroyd? Yeah. And someone else, obviously. There were two of them. But I always thought... Because we used to listen to the radio series. When we were young, and it all, because it was American, you know, and us here in the UK and Scotland, we were always fascinated by anything American, because America was this great, big, wonderful, phantasmagorical country, way somewhere the other side of the world, and everything in America was super duper big. And you wanted to know all about it. So when American Voice exclaimed at our lady's door, "Just the facts, man, just the facts." I remember we went, whenever that was on, we'd be running about playing outside or at school the next day and exclaiming those same things to each other. Simple things in life. Joe Cocker. You know a song about that. Anyway, a whole load of useless trivia running through my mind this morning. Another thought running through my mind was it's tomorrow. It will be the 18th, and obviously a week, exactly a week to Christmas Day. But before Christmas Day, Christmas Eve, and that day needs to be kept clear. And we're we were talking yesterday about going into Glasgow to not really do shopping as such, but to, because we like walking around Glasgow, but also to see the Christmas lights. Or maybe going to Edinburgh on the train and see the German Christmas street, what do they call it again? Market. But we're not so keen in Edinburgh anymore. I haven't been for many a year, so probably go Glasgow. Yeah. West is best. So we were discussing that yesterday, and so back to the number of days left. I guess I have today, tomorrow, Monday, Tuesday, and that's it. That has to be it. I have to draw a line in the sand. I love that expression, draw a line in the sand. In fact, I love all those expressions that us humans have come up with. You know, two nights ago we were watching a programme about the puffers, the wee puffer boats on the Clyde and on the canal in Scotland. I know my friend Adrian watched that last night. And the old guys who used to work as young men on the puffers, who are still alive and talking to the camera, were explaining that's where the expression learning the ropes came from. So, yeah, to learn how to tie all kinds of knots. And learning the knots. So any expression, I love expressions like that, you know, where they came from, something that was entirely practical in life, you know. So back to drawing a line in the sand. Makes me think of those westerns. Especially John Wayne ones. There's always somebody drawing a line in the sand. You know, America must be full of lines in the sand. And the wee birdie's Twitter tweet. And Mrs. Blackbird makes an appearance, but barely visible, only her movement. She's camouflaged against the decaying autumn leaves. Did I mention I lost my great big goldfish in my pond? It died the other day there. 9 inches long. Probably about 2.5 inches broad and 4 or 5 inches deep. A big beast of a true gold goldfish. Not the goldfish you get nowadays, which are actually orange. It's a true goldfish. I've had it for many a year and it died a couple of days ago. It's still lying on its side, floating around in the pond, drifting with the wind. I can't bring myself to hook it out and dispose of it by whatever means. I just can't bring myself to do it yet. Somebody say it's only a goldfish, but it's not to me. It's, I had it for so many years. It's not like losing a puppy or a pet like that, but it's still. As a mark of, I don't know, maybe not respect as such, but almost denial, the fact that I'm going to have to knit it out and dispose of the body and remains. Ah, it's a shame. There you go. If you can feel rain now. Yes, definitely. Spitting the rain.